Indeed, all praises to Allah. We praise Him and we state and we ask His forgiveness, the refuge of Allah from ourselves, the evils of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, none can guide, and whoever Allah guides, none can guide. And I bear witness, there's no deity worthy of worship besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His final messenger. Today, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have with us the noble Sheikh Fuad Al Amri, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, from the scholars of Saudi Arabia. Comes highly recommended by some of the major scholars of our time. Sheikh Jazahullah Khairan Kathiran has been allocated time to us to remind us all and teach us about virtue of the first 10 days of the Hijjah and some of the aspects of stance that those who preceded us in piety had to 10 days. Further, we ask the Sheikh Jazahullah Khairan in Sheikh, inshaAllah, al tarjama yani tukun fawriya, maqta'an, maqta'an, aw ta'zanun bi.
كيف كيف؟
تكون فورية الترجمة مقطع مقطع يعني كل ما
لا بأس لا بأس لا بأس
الله يرضى عليك
عليكم يا رب
تفضل أتم
نبدأ
نعم شيخ تفضل
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، وأسأل الله جل وعلا بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجعلنا وإياكم مباركين، وأن يجعلنا جميعا من الهداة المهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين، وأن يرزقنا الفقه في دينه. موضوع هذه الكلمة متعلق بهذه الأيام المباركات، أيام العشر من ذي الحجة التي أقسم بها ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه فقال والفجر وليال عشر. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وغيره المراد بالعشر عشر ذي الحجة. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر كما في الصحيح من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ولم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. نعم.
Sheikh, may Allah preserve him, began the name of Allah, the most merciful, the entirely merciful. He praised Allah and lauded him, saying, indeed all praises to Allah. We praise him indeed and we ask his forgiveness. Seek the refuge of Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evils of our deeds. Whomever Allah guide, none can guide, and whoever Allah misguide, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his final messenger. He sent the exaltations upon the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and abundant salam continuing upon until the day of judgment. He then proceeded on to give the greeting of Islam to all the listeners, saying assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then he prayed, asking Allah Azza wa Jal by His beautiful name, the attribute, to make us all blessed, to make us all guided and guiders, and not misguided nor misguiders. He then proceeded on to say the topic, speak about today is the topic of these 10 days of the Hijjah. The 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to swear by in an oath, saying, "Wal fajr wa layalin ashr," and I swear by the dawn and the 10 nights. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and others have narrated that what is intended here by the 10 nights is the first 10 of Dhul Hijjah. And in the authentic hadith narrated from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the authority of Ibn Abbas, narrated in the Sahih, meaning either Bukhari or Muslim, surely there are no days, the pious deeds are more beloved to Allah in than these days and days. So they asked him, "O Messenger of Allah, not even going out to jihad in the cause of Allah," sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "not even going to jihad in the cause of Allah, except for one who leaves his home with his and his self and comes back with neither."
Naam. Allah Jalla wa Ala faddala ayyaman ala ayyam وفضل شهورا على شهور وفضل أماكن على أماكن وفضل أزمنة على أزمنة بحكمة بالغة من الرب جل وعلا. كنا في زمن قريب في شهر رمضان ذلكم الشهر الذي فخمه ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه فأنزل فيه كلامه أنزل فيه القرآن شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان ذلكم الشهر العظيم الذي فرض علينا ربنا جل وعلا صيامه وسن لنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قيامه ذلكم الشهر من صامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام ليلة القدر غفر له إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ذلكم الشهر فيه تلكم الليالي العشر الأخير وفيها ليلة القدر التي هي خير من ألف شهر فما إن غربت شمس آخر يوم من شهر رمضان إلا ودخلنا في أشهر الحج التي أشار إليها ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه فقال الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وأشهر الحج شوال وذو القعدة وعشر من ذي الحجة ولما دخل شهر ذي القعدة دخلنا كذلك في الأشهر الحرم المتتالية التي ذكرها ربنا جل وعلا في قوله إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض إنها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم الأشهر الحرم ذو القعدة وذو الحجة ومحرم ثلاثة متتالية وشهر رجب الذي بين جمادى وشعبان رجب مضر وبظهور هلال شهر ذي الحجة دخلنا في هذه العشر المباركة عشر ذي الحجة التي قال فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أشرنا قبل قليل ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام إلى آخر الحديث فمن رحمة الله جل وعلا بهذه الأمة أن كثر لها مواسم الخيرات وأن نوع لها العبادات أشرنا قبل قليل إلى شيء من تلكم المواسم العظيمة التي مرت بنا في غضون 4 أشهر أو 3. فما أعظم فضل الله جل وعلا على عباده، فحري بالمسلم أن يحرص على تقلب مرضات الله تبارك وتعالى، وأن يسعى وأن يجد ويجتهد في بلوغ ما يحبه ربنا جل وعلا. نعم.
May Allah preserve him from saying, "The mighty and elevated has surely chosen days, made them more virtuous over other days, and chosen months and made them more virtuous over months, and chosen places and made them virtuous over other places, and chosen times and made them more virtuous over other times, all for wisdom that is profound. And the Lord, mighty and elevated is He, has done this for wisdom that is profound. Surely, it is only very recently that Ramadan, the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exalted its mention and made tremendous its affair, such that He chose it to be the month in which He read His own speech and sent it down, as in the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was sent down, guidance to the people and clear signs of distinction, clarification and guidance. A tremendous month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory upon us its fasting. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sanna lana qiyam, made it a sunnah for us to perform its night prayers. Indeed, whoever fasts that month out of faith and seeking his reward from Allah, all his sins past will be forgiven. Whoever prays the entire month, the night prayers, faith and seeking the reward of Allah, his sins past will be forgiven. And whoever gets up for the night prayers on the night of Qadr and performs them out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah, his sins past given. It contains the 10 nights, the last 10 nights, one of which happens to be the night of Qadr, the night that is better than 1,000 months. Surely, it hasn't been but since that month has passed, and as soon as it passed, found ourselves in the month of the Hajj. The Hajj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes saying, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. The Hajj is months that are known. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Whoever has taken it upon himself to make the Hajj in these months, then surely there is no ruckus, there is no obscenity, and there is no argumentation in the Hajj. And the months of the Hajj are 3. Shawwal, which is the month immediately after Ramadan, and then Qa'dah, the month immediately after it, and then the Hijjah, the month immediately after it, the month which we are now in. So Qa'dah and the Hijjah also happen to be from the sacred month, Surah Al-Hurum, as mentioned in the book of Allah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Surely, the number of months with Allah is 12 months with Allah. From amongst them are 4 that are sacred. So surely do not transgress against yourselves in them. And the Ashhur Al-Hurum, the sacred months, are 4. And they are Dhul Qa'dah, which we are now in, and the next month coming, which is Al-Muharram, and the month of Rajab, the Rajab of the tribe of Mudar, which is the Rajab that is between Sha'ban and Jumadis. So by the appearance of this crescent moon that has now appeared, we found ourselves entering upon the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The 10 days that were aforementioned, that surely there are no days more beloved to Allah, good deed in them, than these 10 days. This is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah, that He gave them such numerous and abundant seasons of good and varied for them the types of worship. So how tremendous then is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. It is behooving and becoming of every Muslim to spend his utmost and exert himself and strive towards the pleasure of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أقول بفضل الله جل وعلا على عباده تكثيره لمواسم الخيرات وهذا من رحمة الله جل وعلا بعباده فأبواب الخير للعبد مشرعة ومواسم الطاعة مفتوحة على مصراعيها الله جل وعلا يثيب عبده الثواب العظيم والأجر الكبير على العمل اليسير الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف والسيئة لا تكتب إذا كتبت إلا واحدة فإن الملك إذا وقع العبد في معصية الله جل وعلا يمكث نحوا من 4 ساعات كما جاء الحديث عند الإمام أحمد في المسند وحسنه غير واحد من أهل العلم لعله يتوب لعله يرجع لعله يستغفر فحري بنا معاشر الأحبة معاشر المسلمين أن نشمر عن ساعد الجد وأن نبذل غاية وسعنا في التزود من الصالحات الباقيات فإنها هي الباقية للعبد ومدخرة له في ميزان حسناته هذه الأيام أيام عشر من ذي الحجة هي أفضل أيام العام على الصحيح من أقوال أهل العلم قال فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله انظر يا عبد الله من الذي يحب العمل الصالح في هذه الأيام ربك جل وعلا أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر ولما كان متقررا عند الصحابة الكرام أن الجهاد من أفضل الأعمال جاء هذا السؤال من بعضهم لما سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هذا فقال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ولم يرجع من ذلك بشيء انظر يا عبد الله هنا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ولم ترجع نفسه ولم يرجع ماله قد يكون عنده الآلاف المؤلفة من الأموال
التي خرج بها في سبيل الله جل وعلا، فما رجعت نفسه ولم يرجع ماله. نعم، هذا الرجل الذي لم ترجع نفسه ولم يرجع ماله، عمله أحب إلى الله من العمل الصالح في هذه الأيام. أما عدا هذا فلا. الرجل الذي يخرج مجاهدا في سبيل الله جل وعلا لنفسه وماله، فترجع نفسه دون ماله أو يرجع ماله دون نفسه، تأمل، يزهق نفسه في سبيل الله ويرجع ماله، أو يذهب ويفنى ماله في سبيل الله وترجع نفسه، العمل الصالح في هذه الأيام أحب إلى الله جل وعلا من هذين الرجلين ومن هاتين الحالتين. فحري بالمسلم أن يحرص على اغتنام هذا الخير العظيم، وأن يكثر من فعل الصالحات، وأن يتزود من الباقيات، وأن يكثر صحيفة حسناته بفعل ما يرضي ربه جل وعلا. نعم.
Sheikh Mirafi, he continued saying, "It is from the bounty and benevolence of Allah upon his slaves that he made plentiful the seasons of goodness, seasons of his bonuses, seasons of the multiplication of his reward. It is indeed from the mercy of Allah upon his slaves, kindness to them, that he made the doors of goodness broad and made the seasons of extra reward abundant and plentiful. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards kindly and lavish even for the small amount of work. Indeed, a single good deed will be counted as 10 or more, all the way up to 700 of its worth, or even to many, many multiples that only Allah knows. Surely a bad deed will only be counted as one if it is counted." In the hadith narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, and ranked as authentic by a number of the people of knowledge, "Al-Malak la yaktub al-Sayyi'a," does not write the bad deed, the angel does not write the bad deed approximately about 4 hours. Why? Allah Azza wa Jal giving the slave a chance to repent, to leave it off, seek his forgiveness. It is becoming, and it behooves, it is incumbent upon every Muslim, upon every man of intellect, upon every person of righteousness and goodness, to spend their utmost for the sake of Allah, to give from themselves the amount that they can give for the sake of Allah, to prepare for the trip that they will take to Allah, and to make heavy their scales on the day that their deeds will be paid before Allah. Surely everything good that you do will be saved for you and then placed upon your scale. And these are the best days of the year, or the strongest of the opinions of the people of knowledge. These are the best days of the year. Hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have previously mentioned, "Surely there are no days upon which good deeds are more beloved by Allah Azza wa Jal than these 10 days. Who is it that loves good deeds during these 10 days? Your Lord, O slave of Allah." Look at the Sahaba. When it was clear that jihad is one of the greatest and loftiest deeds in Islam and most beloved of the deeds of the Muslimin to Allah Azza wa Jal, they ended up asking this question. Said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Not even a man goes out to jihad in the cause of Allah, striving in the cause of Allah, fighting for Allah." He responded sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Walam jihadu fi," not even jihad in the cause of Allah, "illa rajulun," except for a man, went out with his money, went out with his soul, and came back with neither. This is a man who went out with his soul, with his self, and he went out with his money. Some people will take a tremendous amount of wealth with them to jihad. But wealth in the form of equipment or so on and so forth. And he comes back with neither self, nor his assets, nor his money. This man who lost his soul for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, was killed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and lost his money, this is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than performing good deeds during the 10 days of the Hijj. A man who comes back with his soul but he lost his money in jihad, or a man who loses his life in jihad but his money comes back to his family or so on. No, this is lesser before Allah than in good deeds in the 10 days of the Hijj. It has to be that he loses both before he can achieve a higher rank before Allah than performing good deeds in the 10 days of the Hijj. Anything less than that, performing good deeds in the day in 10 days of the Hijj, is more beloved to Allah. So it behooves us, and it is incumbent upon us, to strive our utmost in the 10 days, O slaves of Allah. Fadr Shaykh.
نعم أكمل.
نعم تفضل يا شيخ.
نعم، فقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. كما قد أشرنا فيما مضى من رحمة الله جل وعلا وعظيم فضله أنه نوع العبادات علينا، العبادة ليست محصورة في نمط واحد فقط. ولأجل هذا انظر إلى ما قاله شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله في تعريف العبادة، قال: اسم جامع، اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة. فهذه العبادات وهذه الأعمال الصالحة محبوبة إلى الله جل وعلا في سائر الأوقات، وتتأكد في مثل هذه الأوقات في أيام عشر ذي الحجة. وانظر يا رعاك الله إلى أمر عظيم ذكره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وهو تقييد العمل بالصلاح. وليست العبرة بكثرة العمل، وإنما العبرة بصلاح العمل، وهذه قاعدة سلفية مهمة أهل الاتباع يجعلون هذه القاعدة دائما وأبدا نصب أعينهم. ليست العبرة بكثرة العمل، وإنما العبرة بصلاحه. ولو تنظروا في كلام الله جل وعلا تجدون العمل الممدوح أهله، والعمل الذي رتب عليه رب العزة والجلال الثواب العظيم، والعمل الذي أعد الله تبارك وتعالى لأصحابه تلكم الجنة التي فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. هذا العمل مقيد بكونه صالحا. انظر ماذا يقول ربنا جل وعلا: تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. ما قال ربنا جل وعلا أكثر عملا، لأن العبرة ليست بالكثرة، وإنما العبرة بالصلاح والحسن. ويقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى: فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. ويقول ربنا جل وعلا: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. ويقول ربنا جل وعلا: وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات، إلى غير ذلك من النصوص المبينة لهذا الأمر العظيم والموضحة له. فالعمل المقبول عند الله جل وعلا هو العمل الصالح، ولا يكون العمل صالحا إلا بأمرين اثنين: الإخلاص لرب العزة والجلال، والمتابعة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلا بد من هذين حتى يقبل العمل ويكون صالحا. أما إذا اختل الإخلاص فقد دخل العبد في دائرة الشرك والعياذ بالله، سواء كان صغيرا أم كبيرا. وأما إذا اختلت المتابعة فقد دخل العبد في الإحداث والابتداع في دين الله. ولأجل هذا هناك حديثان: حديث إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، حديث عمر في الصحيح في الصحيحين. وكذلك حديث عائشة: من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. وفي رواية: من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. يقول العلامة ابن رجب رحمه الله: هذان الحديثان كالميزان للأعمال، أما حديث عمر فهو ميزان لأعمال القلوب، وأما حديث عائشة فهو ميزان لأعمال الجوارح. فالله الله في الحرص على تحقيق هذين الأمرين في كل عبادة وفي كل عمل وفي كل طاعة نتقرب بها إلى الله جل وعلا، وأن نجاهد أنفسنا على هذا، على أمر الإخلاص لرب العزة والجلال، لا نريد إلا الله جل وعلا، وأن نحرص على تقلب سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعرفة هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فبالتوحيد والسنة يتحقق الخير ويحصل ما يريده العبد في دنياه وأخراه، بل إن سبب كل صلاح إنما هو في توحيد الله جل وعلا وفي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: من تدبر أحوال العالم وجد كل صلاح فسببه توحيد الله وطاعته واتباع رسوله. فمهم جد مهم أن نحرص على العمل، وأن يكون هذا العمل صالحا، ولا يكون صالحا إلا بتحقيق الإخلاص لرب العزة والجلال والمتابعة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم.
بسم الله بزرهم said so in the hadith of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that we previously that surely there are no days that good deeds are more beloved to Allah in than these 10 days have already alluded to and mentioned. This is from the mercy of Allah and His great virtue and benevolence upon His slaves that He varied the types of worship for them. Look, for example, at the definition given by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala for what it is that is worship. مُنْجَامِعٌ لِكُلِّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. A name, a gathering name, a general word that indicates everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased by. مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. These that are both apparent and hidden. So any deed that is pleasing to Allah, to Him, whether it is visible or hidden in the chest, this is considered an act of worship. And all of beloved to Allah and these acts of worship are surely more beloved to Allah in these 10 days. And the word of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here good deed. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear that for it to be included in this virtue, it has to be good. He didn't indicate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam plentifulness, abundance of deeds, but rather he made it a condition for the deeds that they have to be good. So the weight that deeds will receive is based upon their quality, the quality of goodness. Surely the weight is not going to be based upon plentiness and how frequently one does them. And this is a foundational principle known to those who preceded us in piety. And he who contemplates the book of Allah Azza wa Jal will find that the deeds that are praised by Allah, deeds that the performance of them causes the praise of the slave, the deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards for, the deeds that the one who performs them has been promised Jannah, the Jannah that contains that which no eye has seen nor ear has heard and surely has not crossed the mind of a human. These deeds are the good deeds. You will never find Allah without praising or rewarding Jannah for deeds except that they are mentioned as good deeds. Consider the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabarakallazi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Blessed is he, the one who owns all dominion, until Allah Azza wa Jal comes to the part in the verse where he says, yabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala, to test you, Allah Azza wa Jal created and so on, to test you which of you has more beautiful deeds. So here Allah Azza wa Jal touched upon this fact, the fact that the deeds are going to be counted in regards to their quality, the beauty, the goodness in them. He Azza wa Jal did not say aktharu amala. He didn't say he who has the most abundant amount of deeds, no, but rather the most beautiful deeds. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, man kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi faly'amal 'amalan salihan. Whoever hopes to Lord, then let him do good deed. Wal'asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. And the surah al-asr, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati, except for those who believe, surely all mankind is in ruin, is in loss, except those who believe and do what? Do good deed. Allah Azza wa Jal also said, wa'ad Allahu alladhina amanu minkum wa amilu salihati. Allah has promised those who have believed amongst you and performed the good deed. And in addition to many other texts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this principle in, that the contingency and the weight of the deed is all upon its goodness and perfection. And this is the deed that will be accepted before Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the deed that is considered pious. And no deed will be accepted or considered pious and goodly until it has met two criteria, two conditions. The first is ikhlas, sincerity and devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal in intention, that this deed was not intended except for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second is al-mutaba'a, the following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the performance of this deed. Without the ikhlas, without sincerity to Allah and seeking only His face, one immediately falls into the shirk, regardless of whether it is the smaller type, the minor shirk or the major shirk. And if there is deficiency in the mutaba'a, in the following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a slave falls into what? Into any. We have the two ahadith, the hadith of Umar and the hadith of Aisha. The hadith of Umar is sahihain, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Surely deeds are by intentions and every man will get what he intended. This is the hadith of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, indicating the affair of the intention. And the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Whoever something into this affair of ours, introduces something new into this affair of ours, into this religion of ours, then it will be rejected. In another narration, "An amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fa huwa raddun." Whoever performs a deed that is not in accordance with how we perform it, then it is going to be rejected. Hafiz ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that these two particular ahadith are like rulers for measuring and weight scales weighing the actions of the slave. The hadith of Umar is the ruler by which you measure and the scale by which you weigh the deeds, the worship of the heart. Sincere for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, it passes the measurement. It has weight. And as for the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is like a ruler and a measure and a scale for the action limbs. So if it passes that test, then it has weight with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Shaykh said, Allah, Allah, as regards these two, perfect them and be keen upon them and keep an eye, full eye towards these two. Be very keen on having ikhlas and sincerity. Watch your intentions and make sure you intend nothing but the face of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His reward. And be very keen on the mutaba'ah, the following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adherence to his sunnah and being upon it step by step in the following of his footsteps sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For surely with tawheed and the sunnah, with sincerity and the application of the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and following the sunnah of his messenger, every khair can be accomplished and all of success will be had. For surely every goodness seen in the world comes from these two. Shaykh al-Islam Taymi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "Man tadabbara ahwal al-alam," whoever contemplates the affairs of the world, he will find that everything that is good, that is successful in this dunya, is because of sincerity to Allah and following in the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is incumbent upon us and extremely important for us to observe things, sincerity to Allah azza wa jalla and the following and adherence to the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'am.
نعم. إذا يغتنم المرء هذه الأيام المباركات في الأعمال الصالحات، وكما قلنا الأعمال الصالحة كثيرة جد كثيرة، ويتأكد أمر المحافظة على الفرائض، التوحيد والسنة، فهما مقتضى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقامة الصلوات الخمس حيث ينادى لهن، ويحرص على الصيام خاصة صيام يوم عرفة لغير الحاج، وصيام الاثنين والخميس، إذا استطاع أن يصوم بعض الأيام غير هذه الأيام فهو حسن ومرغب فيه بإجماع أهل العلم، ويكثر من التكبير والتهليل والتحميد. فقد كان ابن عمر وأبو هريرة رضي الله عنهما كما عند البخاري معلقة، وقد وصله غير واحد، كان ينزلان إلى السوق من أجل التكبير، فيكبران أي في كل بمفرده، فيسمع الناس تكبيرهما فكل يكبر، ولا دليل في هذا على ما أحدثه أهل الضلال والبدع من القول بالتكبير الجماعي، فإن هذا محدث وليس من السنة في شيء، ومن عرف السنة وخبرها وعرض الهدي المنقول على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلم أن هذا إنما هو محدث وليس مما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام. أسأل الله جل وعلا بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقني وإياكم لكل خير، وأن يعينني وإياكم على ذكره وعلى شكره وعلى حسن عبادته، وأكثر أحبتي من هذا الدعاء، فإن نبيكم عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يدعو به كثيرا، وانظر إلى معاني هذا الدعاء، يطلب العون من الله جل وعلا: اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، فلن تستطيع أن تقوم بعبادة الله جل وعلا إلا إذا مدك الله جل وعلا بعون منه، كما قال ربنا جل وعلا: إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين.
الله عز وجل وبما لكم الأجر.
آمين.
معكم خيرا كثيرا. يا الله شيخنا حقيقة بهذا
المرحبا أياكم الله. مرحبا.
الله يرضى عليكم.
جزاكم الله خير. وعليكم. وعليكم. مرحبا. مرحبا.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
يا شيخ لم سد continuing the last portion of the lecture. So every man should seek to take advantage of these blessed days that are before us. Seek to increase in good deeds, and surely their types and avenues are many. And most incumbent and most important is that which Allah Azza wa Jal made obligatory, such as the Tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and sincerity and devotion to Him and Him alone, such as the following and adherence of the Sunnah, following of and adherence to the Sunnah. And these are the application of the testimony of, followed by the keenness upon the perfection of the obligatory daily prayers. And then there are things like the fasting of the day of Arafah, or one who is not attending the Hajj, or fasting the days of Monday and Thursday, or even fasting more than that, for surely the people of knowledge have highly encouraged this fast. The hadith that is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari without a chain of narrations, but other scholars, many, have clarified its chain of narrators. It is narrated that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Huraira both had the practice of going out to the market radiallahu ta'ala anhuma in these 10 days, and they would mention Allah out loud, making takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this would cause the people to remember to mention Allah Azza wa Jal, and so the people would follow their good example, and people would start mentioning Allah. And surely this is not proof for the mention of Allah in unison, as seen done by those who are ignorant or those who are upon innovation. And people will attempt to make this a proof for this innovated practice. However, he who knows the Sunnah, or has even a flicker of understanding of the Sunnah, knows that this is something innovated into the religion which previously was not there. And this is not from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor his companions, to mention Allah in unison, in a united voice, in one voice. And then the Shaykh proceeded on, jazahullah khair, to make abundant dua for himself and those who are listening. We ask Allah to accept all of it, ameen. And he encouraged us to abundantly and frequently make this dua from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua in which he taught sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sahabi to say: Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa ala husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, aid me to mention you, to be grateful to you and to perfect my worship of you. This dua that contains the seeking of the aid of Allah to accomplish that which can only be accomplished if the aid of Allah is granted. For surely we cannot worship Allah except through His aid, as found in Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We can only worship Allah Azza wa Jal after He gives the aid to perform this. And so this dua, one that we should contemplate, and one that we should frequently and abundantly mention and supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal with. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين وحشرنا في زمرتهم. جزاكم الله خيرا أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.